I'm Bill Neff, and it's time once again for our daily rendezvous here on this station called Morning and Evening. In 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3, a group of men with a deadly disease called leprosy asked this question of each other. They said, "Why should we sit here until we die?" And then Charles Spurgeon, the author of the devotional book Morning and Evening, offers these remarks. Dear reader, this little book, and therefore this radio program, was mainly intended to be heard by those who believe in Jesus. But if He hasn't yet saved you from your sins, our heart yearns for you. We wish that we could say a word that would bless you greatly. If you have a Bible, find it and open it and read the story of these lepers. Notice their dilemma, because it's a lot like yours. If you stay where you are, you must die. But let me ask you, if you go to Jesus, wouldn't there be at least some chance that you will live? So why not find out? After all, you don't have to risk very much. Instead of having God's certain judgment, you just may find forgiveness. He may change your life. He's done it for others, and so why not you? You realize, I hope, that so far I've been talking to you in terms of your own disbelief. But now I want to assure you, as if the Lord Himself was speaking to you, that if you seek Him, you will find Him. If you trust Him, you will not die, but on the contrary, you will live. And so I hope that you're compelled to go to Jesus right now. And then, when you're saved yourself, spread the good news to others. Don't keep quiet about it. First, tell other Christians about your faith and get together with them often. Let the church's pastor know of your discovery. And then tell everyone you know. May the Lord save you before your head hits the pillow tonight. And that's today's reading based on 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 3. Remember, you can get a free transcript of today's reading on our website. Just visit us at morningandevening.org. For now, I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening, and have a super day.